You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Good morning. Thank you for listening again to our wireless connection. My name is Pastor Larry, along with Pastor Carolyn. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We're going to be praying for you this morning and also sharing a few scriptures. Let you know that also we thank you for listening to our radio ministry at WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial. Now, if you'd like to write to us and send us a prayer request, we'd really love to hear from you. Our address is Sunrise Worship International Ministries. That's spelled S-O-N-R-I-S-E, P.O. Box 670-823, Coral Springs, Florida, 33067. Again, that's Sunrise Worship International Ministries. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness and for your mercy. We praise you, Lord, that your return is so soon. Soon and very soon, Lord, we're going to see the King, and that's King Jesus. We're feeling your presence already this morning, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord, and we ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God, to reach out your loving arms and wrap your arms around these people. Everyone listening under the sound of my voice, touch them, O God, in such a way they know it was you, Lord. Reach out and bless them, Lord. Protect them, guide them, lead them, Lord. Open your arms up and love Jesus back. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. In the book of Acts, chapter 8, I want to read from the scripture from verse 5 to verse 8. And then the evangelist Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke of, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame and were healed. And there was great joy in that city. Again, there was great joy in that city. In Nehemiah, I want to read this to you. Nehemiah 12. Starting with verse number 43. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for God had made them such a rejoice with great joy. Again, with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Jerusalem was heard afar off. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, the offerings, the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities and the portions of the law for the priest and the Levite. Again, this portion of scripture, Nehemiah 12, 43, indicates there was great joy after the Jerusalem temple was built and the walls were built. Because at that time, before Nehemiah came into the scene, there was the captivity that was overtaken by Babylon. And at that time, they burned down the walls of Jerusalem. They destroyed the temple. But that temple was rebuilt. And they were protected because there was walls of protection around that city of Jerusalem where God had placed, as he called it, a holy city. Beloved, this morning, I want you to know, whatever city you have that you live in, whatever city you reside in, there can be great joy in your city. And the only way to have great joy is to know Jesus, and to know Jesus in a real and personal way. I want you to know also that there are many out there listening under the sound of my voice that you need a touch from God. whether it be physical, mental, spiritual, financial, you need a touch of God in such a way that you know for sure that God will be there for you and be there with you through all the trials and all the circumstances and all the issues of life that gather around us, your people, Lord Jesus. Again, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of this word through the city of Samaria, of all the people, those many people that were delivered. They heard the word of God by evangelist Philip. They were delivered, they were set free, and great joy came into that city because there was victory. There was peace. That's what brought the great joy in that city. In the city of Jerusalem, in Nehemiah, there was a great joy, a great shout. The Bible even says that they even walked around Jerusalem. It almost reminded me of the time when Joshua walked around the walls of Jericho 7 times. They let out a great shout around Jerusalem, and therefore they received great joy because the temple was rebuilt and the walls rebuilt for protection from their enemy. Beloved, this morning there has to come a time in our life that we need protection. We need to have the walls of God around us. Lord Jesus, put your hedge around about us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, put your hedge around about us to protect us and guide us and keep us from our enemies. Going back to Acts number 8, when Philip preached in that city in Samaria, the people not just listened, but they heard, they acted upon the miracles which God created. Many had unclean spirits, didn't say all, but many were delivered by a tormenting spirit. They were also crippled and lame. They were healed again by the power of God. That right there and there, beloved, was great joy in that city. It brought peace and it brought victory. It's the same way that it will bring victory and peace in your life by knowing Jesus and Jesus alone. I want you also to know in the book of Revelation, I want to give you some information on this. There's the walls of jasper. There's a great joy in the great city of heaven. And there's the walls of jasper. They're green with color, the emerald, the streets of gold. There in Revelation 22:1, the rivers of water. No more in that great city will there be trouble. But I want to give you this touch on this for you. I want to show you, share with you about the no mores in heaven, the great city and that great joy with that. There no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, no more tears, no more headache. No more sickness, no more disease, no more lame, no more deafness, no more people that are not able to speak and hear. But Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the reading of this word, God, that we know that the no mores in heaven is not what's happening on earth. There is no more sickness in heaven. That right there, beloved, is the great joy in that great city of God. And I do know that great joy in your city can be right where you're at. But we have to do about the Father's business. I heard a preacher say not long ago that the problem of our world today is that the churches have dropped the ball. The churches have not reached out to these people, the ones that are committing the terrorist act, the murderers. Lord Jesus, we need help and we need to reach out to you, Father. We need to pray and have victory in our life. We have to know, Lord Jesus, that you are there and you are there with us to protect us, to guide us, to lead us, to open that door, give us direction. We cannot leave it to the pastors or the evangelists or the missionaries or the prophets. It takes every man and woman, child of God, to get out and knock on the doors, to beat the hedges and the byways and the highways, to bring those people to that don't know Jesus into the fold, into the kingdom of God. And we thank you, Lord, for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you what you've done and what you're going to do in our life. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. The streets of gold, the crystal sea, the jasper walls, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, you have prepared a place for us. We know there are many mansions, not just a condo and not just a swanky hotel, but there are many, many mansions in heaven. And the beauty, the great joy in that city, when you reach that pinnacle in life in the spirit, when your spirit has been lifted and has been promoted, and you live and reign with Jesus, you don't have to be concerned about problems, about issues, about misunderstandings, about isms and schisms and conditions, because you'll be in your glorified state at that point, knowing that you live with Jesus, you live with the Father and with the Holy Ghost, and there'll be constant worship and praising to His name. Let's just give you praise this morning. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, for your goodness and for your mercy. We know, Lord Jesus, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. We know right now on planet Earth, we sense the King. The King is coming. Jesus does not know when he's going to be released. Only God the Father knows. But when he comes, he's going to come. Jesus is going to come in a blaze of glory. He's going to come take his people home. And let me tell you, beloved, there are plenty of people, plenty of loved ones of ours that have been promoted from this life into the life over there, the life beyond, the life over yonder, as we used to sing, way up yonder in the name of Jesus. There is a city. There is a great joy in the city, the greatest city on earth and the planet, Lord. And that's the city of heaven, to glorify God, to glorify your name, to praise you, Lord, to worship you, to bow before your beauty, in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in our life, Lord. And in this ministry, oh God, everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, whether you're dealing with sickness, pain, confusion, doubt, I rebuke that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Take your hand off of God's property. In the name of Jesus, bring victory and peace to these people, Lord. From the east as far as to the west, to the north as far as to the south. Touch them, Father, in such a way that they know it was you. I'm telling you this morning, beloved, that Jesus is right there. Jesus is making intercession for you and I. He's talking to Father God, and he says, Father, look what our people need. We need to reach out and touch them and bless them and bring them through. Beloved, if you've ever had a loved one that has been slain, whether it be by a bullet or whether it be by a bomb or just downright murdering, in Jesus' name, I ask peace, peace and victory over your life. We ask nothing but blessing and healing and deliverance and infillings in the name of Jesus. And we praise you. We thank you for it. I want to tell you this, beloved, that Jesus is just a prayer away. Jesus has not left, and Jesus even more now is even working harder for you than he did on planet Earth. He is sitting again on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for his people. Beloved, all it takes as a grain of mustard seed to believe in Jesus, believe that God had raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Believe in your heart that Jesus had been raised from the dead, he had become your Savior. All you have to say is, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all of my sins. Take my sins away, Lord. Take my sins away. Control my life. Control my mind. Control my thought, my mouth. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Lord. We'll be ever so careful, and we glorify your name in Jesus' name. If you're riding in your car today, just clutch your hand over your heart. Or if you're sitting in your by your radio or you're listening to this to the internet, put your hand over your heart and say, Jesus, touch me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, in Jesus' name. And he will be there. Jesus will stick it closer than a brother on earth. Jesus is there for you no matter what time, no matter what day. Jesus himself doesn't take a vacation. He never sleeps, but he is constant, on the throne with his Father, making intercession, and he's taking the petitions to the Father in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for it. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of this word, O God, from the time of Nehemiah 12:43 to the time of Acts 5, chapter 8, verse 5 through 8. We know, Lord Jesus, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, brings great joy into our city. He doesn't just bring great joy into our city, but he brings great joy into our heart, into our mind, into our life, into our thought. I always have told people this, and I still believe this. Lord Jesus, I want my footsteps to be in your footprints. Isn't that wonderful? I want my footsteps to be in your footprints. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying, Lord Jesus, wherever you walk, I want to walk. Whatever you think, I want to think. Whatever you hate, I want to hate. Whatever you love, I want to love. It's time for the church to wake up. It's time for the people of God to wake up. It's time for the church to wake up and pray in such a way that it takes more than just a couple of seconds prayer. We need some heavy hitters, some intercessors to pray and reach the throne room of God for our children, for our families, in the name of Jesus, for this planet, in the name of Jesus, for every walk of life, whether you believe in Jesus or not, we're still praying for you, still praying for your deliverance, for your healing, for your restoration, for your finances, for your blessing. The Bible says, I will pour my spirit upon all flesh. In Joel, I believe that's what it says, that God is going to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. And when that happens, beloved, I can tell you, it will be a great day in that person's life. It'll be great joy in their city. It'll be a great joy in their mind. It'll be a great joy in their spirit. It'll be a great joy in their heart. And I do know with all of my heart that Jesus lives. Jesus is on the throne. He is loving us. Just wrap your arms around Jesus. Just raise your hands and say, Jesus, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I bless your name. And I know, Jesus, you're going to answer my prayer. I know, Jesus, that you stick it closer to me than a brother, Lord, than an uncle, than a husband, than a wife, than a mother, than a father. You are everything to me. And I believe exactly what the Word of God says, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a God that changes not. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. Beloved, believe it. Believe it and receive it, that Jesus is Lord. Every tongue will, every knee will bow, and every tongue will confess one day that Jesus is Lord. And this make Jesus your Lord this morning. Trust him. I believe it is in Isaiah, verse 41, chapter 41. It says, fear not, be not dismayed. I am with thee. Do you know that Jesus is with you through every step of the way? He is just leading you little by little, step by step. He is wanting to love you. He's loving you, but he's wanting you to love him back. And we know that Jesus is going to be there for you. He's going to meet every need. Fear not. And then translation, that really means trust him. Trust God. Trust Jesus. Let Jesus be Lord. Let Jesus be real into your life. Give him the freedom to operate in your life. Take Jesus out of the box. Don't tie your hands up that God, or tie God's hands up. Don't do that. Release and let Jesus be Jesus in your life. Let him be exactly what he wants to be, and that's to be your Lord and to be your Savior. He loves you, beloved. He loves you more than you'll ever know. All he's waiting for you is to love him back. Excuse me. Again, keep in mind, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. I used to hear that song growing up. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. There'll be no crying there. There'll be no sighing there. It'll be nothing but a glorious time. As I was explaining to you in the chapter 8 of Acts and Nehemiah 12, there's going to be such a great joy, a great celebration in Jesus' name. I can tell you that if we focus exactly where the Lord wants us to be, if we focus to be that individual that will reach out and touch people, that will bless people, that will pray for people, that will love for people that need to be loved. Beloved, there are so many people in this world that we live in, around the world, that still have yet to hear the name of Jesus. Even so, those people still have not been loved. It's taking us to take that responsibility, to take that opportunity, to know that Jesus is love. The Bible says that people will know by your spirit, by your love. They'll know that you love people. They will know by your spirit. Sometimes you don't have to tell people that you're a believer, that you're a Christian. They'll know by your spirit. They'll know by your walk. They'll know by your talk. They'll know by the way that you approach them. They'll know exactly that you have love in your heart for them. And that's what it's all about. Do you know that Jesus was held to the tree on his crucifixion by love? Yes, he was. Jesus was held to the tree by love. Jesus could have called 10,000 angels to rescue him, but he sought to give up his life, to give his life. His life was not taken away, but he gave his life. He gave his life for you and myself. He gave his life for the world. He gave his life for around the world, 24/7, 7 days a week, that all we need to do is reach out and touch him. Just like the little woman, the issue of blood, when she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, she said, I felt virtue. I felt anointing. I felt love. Because she was ever made with whole. She was healed just for the fact that Jesus walked by. Beloved, there's so many times that we had the opportunity to see Jesus walk by in the spirit, in your life, in your heart, in your mind. All I'm asking you to do is reach out and touch him. Just reach out and touch him. Wrap your arms, your loving arms around about him. Your Pastor Larry, you're saying, well, I can't see Jesus. That's okay. I can't see Jesus in the natural. You can only see him in the supernatural. But I will tell you this, though. If you make that step toward him and you reach out and you hold on to him and you love him, I can tell you by the Bible, not what pastors say, but I can tell you by the Bible, Jesus is love. He didn't just make love. He doesn't just create love, but Jesus is love. And he loves you, beloved. He loves you through your bad times, through your good times. He loves you in sickness and in health. It's just like a marriage. Jesus loves you. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that as far as I can see, the grace of God has not been lifted. God's grace is still upon this planet because there's people that still need to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. And God is still withholding himself, his hand, not to pronounce judgment. But I can tell you, though, God's grace is sufficient. God's grace is sufficient. And all he's waiting for you is to reach out and love him. He loves you. He gave love to you before you gave love back. God and God alone, Jesus and Jesus alone, they knew you before you knew yourself. You didn't create yourself, but God created you in your mother's womb, that you can obtain love from God and God alone. When the world is looking for love in the wrong places, there's one thing that's never wrong, and that's the love of God. That's the love of Jesus. That is the affection, that is the holy affection, the Holy One of God, Jesus. And Jesus is there to reach out and touch you and to bless you. All he wants you to do is a loving back. Don't do this as far as not loving him. Take the opportunity. Take the privilege to say, Jesus, I worship you. I praise you. I thank you. Bless me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Save me. Take away all my sins. I want my life to be you. I want you to take control of my mind, my thought, my word, my walk, my talk. Again, as I said, Lord, I want my footsteps to be in your footprints. My footsteps to be in your footprints. Beloved, if we can allow ourselves to have our footsteps to be in Jesus' footprints, how much better will we be? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and added no sorrow. Jesus is there to rescue you, to touch you, to hold you up. The Bible says when your mother and your father forsake you, the Lord will raise you up. The Lord will pick you up. The Lord will love you up, so to speak. He will touch you in such a way that you know it was him. And we thank you, Lord, for being ever mindful and ever present in this modern high-tech world that we live in. Because Jesus, we know that you are the Alpha. We know that you are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are exactly what we need. And thank you, Father God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to take our sins. We thank you, Father, for what you've done and what you continue to do. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're still there, again, making intercession. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Jesus says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, let me just leave this to you and bring this to a close. I want to tell you that if you really want to know Jesus in such a way, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sin. I have done wrong. I have spoke wrong. And I have lived wrong. But Lord, take control of my life. Let me be, Lord, exactly what you want me to be. Make me, mold me, shape me to where I need to be, Lord. In Jesus' name, I receive you unto myself. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. And I thank you for being ever mindful of these people, Lord. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, thank you, Lord, for what you've done in this life, what you've done for these last few minutes. I praise you, Lord, that all we want to be in the body of Christ is a blessing. We want to be a blessing to you and to your community. As we come to a close, to let you know that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you in such a way that you wonder sometimes, well, I've been so bad. I've been so mean. I don't know if Jesus, yes, he does. Yes, Jesus loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. And if we can ever get beyond self, and this is the problem, if we can ever get beyond self and lay ourselves down and say, Lord, I cannot live this life alone without you. I need you to help me and hold me and put me together, make me and mold me, Lord, in the shape that you want me to be. Jesus created you as an example to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him, which is your most reasonable service. And that's coming out of Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Be not transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let your mind, beloved, let your mind, your thought life, your walk, your talk, let everything about you be in the auspices of Jesus. Talk right, live right, speak right. Think of Jesus and these things, whichever things are pure, whichever things are lovely, whichever things are beautiful. Keep in mind, beloved, that Jesus loves you. It doesn't take much but you to raise your hands and say, Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for blessing me. And most of all, Lord Jesus, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you for blessing me and making me ever with whole. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name. Beloved, again, this is Pastor Larry and Pastor Carolyn. Thank you again for listening to our wireless connection. Again, you'd like to hear from you through a letter to our ministry, which is Sunrise Worship International Ministries. That's SONRISE, P.O. Box 670823, Coral Springs, Florida, 33067. Until next Saturday, God bless you. Soon and very soon, we'll see the King. God bless you.